With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. On Wednesday, pro-Trump extremists stormed the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., breaking down doors and forcing their way into both the Senate and House chambers. MTPR's Aaron Bolton spoke with Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester about what he calls an attempted coup.
If you could just walk me through your experience at the Capitol yesterday as the mob breached the doors at the Capitol.
I did not go to the joint session. I was in my office preparing remarks to be delivered after the Pennsylvania objection. And I was watching this on TV at the time as I was working here in the office. The mob was getting bigger and bigger. And then I saw them break through the line of fences that they put up. And pretty soon they were inside the Capitol. They had broken out windows. They had using crowbars to break out windows or pull down doors or whatever it would be. I found out since that when they hit the doors, they were using pepper spray to blast the cops to get in. And then I watched with total disbelief these terrorists on the floor of the United States Senate, a very sacred place for me personally, and watched them on the floor of the House and watched them trample through the halls of the Capitol and ask myself, what the hell has this country become?
How do you view those who stormed the Capitol yesterday and their actions?
It absolutely was a coup by domestic terrorists. This is a terrorist act yesterday. This was a direct affront to our nation, to our republic, to our democracy. And it cannot be tolerated, because if it is, this country is over with.
Has the language used by President Trump and some Republicans, like stealing this election, or the early notices that some Republicans put out saying they plan to object to the certification of certain states' elections, fuel yesterday's attack on the Capitol?
It absolutely enabled it to happen. I think the fact that this president, even before the election happened, was talking about how this was going to be a rigged election and then continued to tell that lie, a lie that has been defunct many, many times over through the courts. And I will tell you that what happened yesterday, why it was a coup, why it was an affront to our democracy, is we have been known as a country that has a peaceful transfer of power. But we've done it. We've done it for 240 years until this year. And then there was a coup attempt to try to install somebody who is not duly elected by the people into the presidency of the United States. And by the way, that coup attempt was led by the president of the United States and enabled, at least on the Senate side, by 13 senators. And they need to be held accountable.
Senator Daines was one of the folks that said he was going to contest some of the election results in certain states. He changed course, but we also saw Matt Rosendale, a House representative, continue down that path. Just wanted to get your thoughts on both of those actions before the breach of the Capitol and after.
I don't think this is the Montana that I spent 64 years in that they were representing or are representing. I will tell you that I think Senator Daines knows better, and I didn't think it was a smart thing to do when he did it because of what could happen, and it did happen yesterday. I hope that he changes his course and starts doing a better job protecting this country and not his party.
And in regards to Rosendale still pushing forward with objections after the breach at the Capitol, what are your thoughts on that?
I'll let his actions speak for themselves. I think it was poor judgment, but what can I say? I have damn little respect for people who wrap themselves in a flag and then try to burn this country down.
Did President Trump do enough to stop the attack on the Capitol yesterday?
I saw the police officers. They were outmanned. And it took 3 hours to get enough people here to get this thing solved. And the president came out and said, oh gosh, we like our boys in blue. You might go home. But the truth is he also told he loved them. These are people that broke into the Capitol of the United States of America. These are people that took over the chamber and stopped our democratic process of decision making with violence. One person ended up dead in the Capitol, another three or more outside the Capitol. This is unacceptable, and what the president did yesterday is unacceptable.
From your perspective, should President Trump be removed?
Look, for the past 4 years, I have watched the president as he sought to divide this country and bring our democracy to its knees. Yesterday's insurrection was a clear continuation of that effort. But the fact is, I do not see a realistic path for his removal from office in the next 2 weeks.
Well, Senator, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Aaron.
That was Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton speaking with Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester about Wednesday's attack on the U.S. Capitol by pro-Trump extremists. Yellowstone Public Radio has reached out to both Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines and Republican House Representative Matt Rosendale to ask similar questions. Neither have been made available for an interview to the newsroom. This is Montana Public Radio.